It's week six of the North Posey Football Show. I'm Brian Klein. Very happy to be with you here on WREF 97.7 FM. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. We will hear from Waylon Schenck, the head coach of the North Posey team that is now a one-loss squad after taking the L to Heritage Hills last Friday, trying to get back on track against Tecumseh tonight. And we will all thank our sponsors, Oriski Excavating, H&R AgriPower, United Fidelity Bank, Evansville Estate Emporium, and Award World Trophies. We'll take a step aside, hear from head coach Waylon Schenck on the other side, right here on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call. Back here on week six of the North Posey Football Show with the head coach Waylon Schenck. I'm Brad Klein. Very happy to be with you, coach. Really appreciate your time.
Thanks for having us.
So let's talk about last week before we talk about tonight's game against Tecumseh and against Heritage Hills, a 43-7 loss. That's the bad news. Good news is it's only your first loss of the year, now at 4-1. So when you look at the tape against Heritage Hills, what did you learn about your team?
Well, I learned a lot about Heritage Hills. They're really good. You know, Coach Wilkerson does a great job with that program. You know, that's a loaded roster. And we knew coming in that we may be a little overmatched. You know, wished our guys would have, you know, limited some mistakes. But regardless of I think how well we played, you know, that team is just really good. One of the top teams in the state in 3A for a reason. You know, I'm not. You know, that's what I told our guys after the game, guys, we're not going to see a 2A program like that anywhere. So we kind of refocused and. Our guys competed hard against them, but at the same time, you know, they were just a lot better than we were. So we kind of moved on real quick from that, learned from a few mistakes, give credit to Heritage Hills and what they've developed there and created in that program, and moved on to this week's matchup.
You know, Coach, you mentioned the idea of learning from mistakes, and that's well taken. Then again, Heritage Hills, like you said, a really, really good team, and you probably won't see a team like that in 2A going forward. My question to you is, did your team need to learn those lessons the hard way? I feel like sometimes there are teams that just need to lose one in order to get better.
Yeah, and, you know, sometimes the staff needs to lose one, the players need to lose one. I think, you know, you typically learn more from a loss than you do from a win. And that's been the case, you know, throughout my career. It seems like every time we have a bad loss, you learn a valuable lesson and it sticks with you, you know, for years to come on, you know, how you can play somewhere a little better, how you can adjust your scheme a little bit better. And we, you know, we did that. We took what we could take out of that, didn't stress too much about it. But at the same time, you know, we did learn who was going to line up and compete against, you know, the top talent in the state. And, like I said, though, man, they're a really good team. You know, we got humbled a little bit, which we needed, and that has helped us refocus. We've had a great week of practice, and we'll be ready to go moving forward.
Again, we're here on WREF with the head coach of the North Posey football team, Waylon Schenck, and they're now 4-1 after a loss last week against Heritage Hills. But you look at this game, and of course their defense was really, really effective. You guys scored your 7 points in the fourth quarter. You mentioned that Heritage Hills is a really good team. What did they do, their defense against your offense, that really held you in check?
Well, they don't have a weakness, you know, and you know, going into game planning, watching film, you try to break down the opponent, you figure out, hey, where's their weakness, who may be a guy that we have a better matchup, you know, our guy may be better than theirs, or how can we take advantage of a weak spot? Well, they don't have one, and that was challenging for us because, you know, you had to earn every yard you got against them. They're big. I mean, if you haven't seen them in person, they're bigger in person than they are when you watch film. They're very fast. You know, I think that's something that people don't understand. Man, they fly to the football. They're disciplined. They're really explosive. You can tell they got a great strength conditioning program. So every yard we gained was something we just absolutely had to earn. And our guys did that time. You know, we put a couple little drives together that stalled out. You know, and there was a couple fourth and ones I probably should have went for, and I didn't, and to give our guys a chance. But, you know, when you're calling plays and you can't find a weakness, it becomes a struggle. And, you know, we decided once again, kind of, I got a hand. Let's get out of here healthy. We've got a conference championship to try to go in, and we need it all of our guys. So we took that approach late or in the second half, and just kind of moved on.
Waylon Schenck, the head coach for North Posey football here on WREF. We'll take a step aside. Back in a moment here on Week 6 of the North Posey Football Show. Back here on Week 6 of the North Posey Football Show with the head coach, Waylon Schenck. I'm Brad Klein. Happy to be with you. Coach, before the break, we were talking about the Heritage Hills game, and you said something that stuck out to me, that the Patriots, they're just a little bit bigger in person than they are on tape. And as a result, that's going to be difficult to wrap them up. But there were a couple of guys on defense I noticed that stuck out. And, yeah, we talk about Jed Galvin and what he does on offense so much. But he finishes that day with 8 tackles, and then Trace Martin goes for 8 tackles. So what do you make of the way your seniors played defensively?
Well, those are two of the guys that we could match up with physically. Trace and Jed are two seniors that have played a lot of football for us, have had a lot of success for us, have been multi-year starters. And we knew going in the game those guys wouldn't be intimidated. They wouldn't back down, and they didn't. They made a ton of tackles. Fortunately, Jed's our safety, and he probably doesn't need to make that many tackles, but he was definitely coming downhill. And Trace plays in one of our inside linebacker positions. Those two guys are ultimate competitors. They wouldn't back down from anybody. So we weren't surprised by that. There were 4 or 5 other guys that I felt like, you know, our returners from last year's team that competed at a high level and did some really good things against Heritage Hills. But when we had 5 or 6 of those guys, and they had 11 on offense, they had 11 on defense, they had 11 on special teams. So, you know, our inexperience, some of our younger guys were a little overmatched. And, you know, when you have that and you have those kind of a matchup problems, those things get exposed really quick.
Again, here on WREF, Week 6 of the North Posey Football Show, the team now getting ready for the upcoming game tonight. We'll talk about Tecumseh in detail soon. But what has this week of practice been like for you and for your group after the first loss of the year? How did that at all change the vibe around the locker room?
Oh, it's been great. This week of practice, it's been one of our better weeks. Our guys showed up. We told them right after the game. We talked to them. We addressed a few issues in our team huddle, talked to a couple of them individually in the locker room, but I basically told them, you got about 5 minutes to get over this. This isn't going to derail us. This isn't going to define our season, and we're going to move on. Our goals are still intact. You know, we're still undefeated in the conference. We still got a shot in our sectional, and that's what we focused on. Our guys showed up Monday. They looked fresh. They looked re-energized. We've had a really high intensity, high energy, fast-paced week of practice. Our guys have responded as well as I could have hoped for, and they're definitely ready to bounce back and get back on the winning track.
To do that, North Posey going to have to take down Tecumseh, and the Braves still looking for their first win of the year. We'll break down that game in detail on the other side right here on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call. Wrapping up shop on Week 6 of the North Posey Football Show with the head coach, Waylon Schenck. I'm Brad Klein. Happy to be with you. All right, Coach. So we're talking about this week leading up to practice before the break. All roads lead to tonight's bout against Tecumseh. The Braves still don't have a win, but when you look at the tape, what do they do well?
You know, they play hard, and that's something that Coach Zabel's teams have always done. Those kids are scrappy. They've got some athletes that can hurt you if you don't pay attention to them. But, I mean, that's the thing that stands out the most. Those kids got a lot of pride. They play hard. They fly to the football. And we're going to have to match that effort. If we do that, I think we'll be fine. But at the same time, you know, if we have any kind of letdown, then we could have our hands full.
When it comes to your approach to the game and what you do well, like you said, you got to do your things in almost your 1/11th when you preach to the guys. But is it at all challenging to – keep your guys focused in a game like this when you're going up against a winless team?
Not after what happened last week.
Fair enough.
So that's probably the best thing for us, and our schedule sets up really nice, is, you know, we got humbled. Our guys have heard this week about how bad we got beat and whatnot, but they're really eager to bounce back and show everybody that, we still are one of the better teams in 2A. We had a bad night. We went up against an opponent that was just overmatched us. tonight should be different, and they want to go out and prove that.
Waylon Schenck here on WREF. You know, Carter Schickel was abbreviated in the offensive, especially the aerial attack last week. Any plans to get him a little bit more involved early on against Tecumseh?
Yeah, for sure. You know, the weather may play some factors in the game tonight with all the rain and wind that's going to be pulling around. But Carter's bounced back. He looked great in practice this week. You know, I think on Wednesday we threw – or on Tuesday, we threw 25 passes in practice, and he completed 24 of them. And the one that he didn't complete was a drop. So his rhythm, he was in rhythm. I think he was eager to bounce back. You know, Friday night against Heritage Hills was the first time I saw him, you know, almost approach it, knowing he was a sophomore. He's undersized a little bit. The physical intimidation, I guess, from Heritage Hills with the pressures they were bringing, I think got to him. But I think that gets the most guys. You know, I think you see that, you know, you go back to Heritage Hills, you got to a Southridge team who's really good. That I think it's more a credit to Heritage Hills than what Carter was able to do. So we expect him to bounce back. He's been in great spirits all week. He's looked great at practice all week. He's back in command of what's going on. I think he's happy to put that game behind us, and he's looking forward to tonight.
Coach, fill in the blank, Mad Libs. If Tecumseh blanks against North Posey, I'll turn the tables. I usually ask about what North Posey have to do, but if Tecumseh accomplishes this against North Posey, they pull off the upset tonight.
You know, they're going to have to turn us over a bunch, I think, and that's been an emphasis for us all week, is taking care of the football, especially with the weather conditions. You never know. I've seen some crazy things happen when it's rain and wind, and so there's going to be a big emphasis for us tonight to protect the football. If we protect the football and do what I know we're capable of doing and continue to do what we've done in practice all week, we should take care of business.
North Posey head football coach Waylon Schenck on week 6 of the North Posey Football Show. Coach, really, really appreciate your time. Good luck tonight against Tecumseh.
Thanks for having us on.
You got it. You've been listening to week 6 of the North Posey Football Show on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref. Always the right call.